5:38. This is Mike. I'm in with Corby today. And before you even introduce anything, I must tell you one thing. That on the streets of New Orleans, twice, you know, I had maybe five or six P1s walk up. Hey, it's Roy, what are you doing? Twice, people walked up to me and just said, your daughter died.
Unprompted?
Unprompted, as if I was here that day. Or it was the first thing that was on anyone's mind as Coach O was in the city.
We got a trillion tweets and emails about that during the game that they could not look at that man at all.
I can't look at him without hearing that.
I know, and I'm the same way.
Unreal.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, a couple of weeks ago, before the first semifinal game when LSU rolled over Oklahoma, unfortunately, there was a tragic accident when their offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator, Steve Emsminger, his daughter-in-law passed away in a plane crash, and Coach O had to break the news to him. And Coach O just does not seem like a guy that would have a very soft landing when it came to news like this. And so we started talking about it during Why Today Doesn't Suck, and this is how it unfolded.
Coach O told
Emsminger.
But that's it, I think.
Your daughter died. Now go coach.
I would want to not be told till after the game.
It's not your real daughter, though. It's your daughter-in-law, so suck it up.
It's your fake daughter. Now get out there and bust some ass, boy.
You're probably never really hang
run
out with
good
her.
Play.
He could too take far.
Another, he could
all
take
of
another
you,
crack
too far.
At, take another crack at marriage, know what I mean, bro? Wow.
This is our only chance at the semifinal.
Okay. Stop.
Joe Brady calling the plays anyway, though. So.
You ready out there just ceremonial more than anything. Anyway, get over yourself. I see you crying and stuff.
This is, and don't tell Joe.
Terrible.
Don't tell
Joe. Even Danny's getting uncomfortable.
Thank
now you,
Danny. You
know you've gone over the line. So Danny's
like
got soft,
okay,
is what I say.
Like
how can you guys
act?
Be worried
right,
about
that's
doo-doo
that's,
decorum and then you're...
That's enough. All right, so you get it. You get where we were headed with that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that is...
I don't support it at all.
Your daughter died.
So, anyway, you know, sometimes we stumble onto things like this, and sometimes we don't. We just let them go away. But I think Danny's really good at internet.
Mm-hmm. I'm so good at internet.
Internet.
Here comes a flimsy setup.
And Danny found this old piece of audio that kind of matched what we were thinking, where turns out that Coach O has a background in this.
He's, in fact, a grief counselor.
All right.
Not sure if he's a good one, but... I don't know what this is, but hit play.
Everybody needs a grief counselor, but nobody knows where to go. So if you have a family member perish, we highly recommend Coach O.
I'm Coach O, grief counselor. Come see me. Go Tiger.
Jim, sweetheart, I still don't understand why we're down here.
Carolyn, we got an email from Coach O. It seemed important. I think we should go in and see what he has to say.
I'm not comfortable here.
It'll be fine.
Robinsons, come on in. Get in here. Come on in. Sit down. You enjoy the day?
Why, thank you for asking, Coach O. We've had a wonderful day.
Absolutely, Jim. We strolled around the park. We saw parts of the city we've never seen before.
It's been the best day ever.
The ducks were flying. We weren't anticipating that. It was wonderful.
Your sister's dead. Eaten by a shark. Ripped in half.
Oh, Stacy, I just saw her. This is so horrible, Coach O.
I don't believe it. This can't be true.
Y'all get on out of here now. Get yourself some boudin ball.
You're so insensitive.
You seem so dismissive about a death announcement.
Stop your crying. Get out of here. Go Tiger.
Harry, I'm not comfortable with the sounds emitting from that office.
Margaret, he's a giant man. It's probably just gas. It'll be fine.
I don't like being here.
I don't either, but it's Coach O. We gotta see what he has to say.
Your Aunt Millie dead. Hang gliding, fell in the volcano, burned to a crisp.
Aunt Millie, we just had Thanksgiving with her.
Where the f*** was she near a f***ing volcano? Coach O, you're freaking terrible.
Coach O, I hate you.
And that smell, Jesus.
Y'all get out of here. I got a 5-star recruit coming in here in like 2 minutes. Y'all, get out. Y'all.
Oh, Coach O, it is so nice to meet you. I'm Luke, and this is my beautiful wife, Tina. We are the Salamis, and we're from northeastern Louisiana, and we're just so happy to meet you.
It's an honor, Coach. I just can't believe I'm in the presence of greatness right after the game. We were right there on the 35-yard line.
That's
staring
right.
At every
mm-hmm.
play.
Yes, congratulations on the national championship. You have made us and all of Tiger Nation proud.
Yeah. We
all
were right. There in the third quarter when we didn't think Joe Burrow was going to come out, and then we good. Thought... Yeah.
By the way, your baby dead. Just died. SIDS. Took him down.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, she was only 3 months old. We didn't even have time to get attached.
Coach O, this is about you, not about us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've
Don't
got
worry.
Six more youngins.
That's
it's
right.
No big
we
deal.
We can make more. It's not a big... Hey, do you mind signing this helmet?
I think that's more important. Maybe a jersey here, too.
Yeah, and how about this football?
Maybe you get some of that gumbo and sign that.
That's right. Sign some gumbo and this bobblehead. Do you mind?
Go, Tiger. Now, get on out of here. I'll sign something for you later on. Get out of here. Get something to eat, too. A lot of food there. Crawfish, there's gumbo, there's etouffee. It's all there for you. Take it. I don't need it. Blackened catfish, oyster, Big Mac, whopper, filet-o-fish, whaler.
Everybody needs a grief counselor, but nobody knows where to go. So if you have a family member perish, we highly recommend Coach O.
There you have it.
He gives out complimentary Cajun food and discontinued fish sandwiches.
By the way, you baby dad.
God!
That one.
Yeah.
I thought there'd only be one opening on the afternoon show, but you guys may be ensuring
maybe
that
there's three.
There's multiple.
SIDS. Took him down.
I love how he just kind of jumps in. The bedside manner doesn't even wait for a pause.
No.
It's just
hang gliding accident.
Fell into a volcano. Burnt to a crisp.
It's as we suspected.
It is. It's exactly as we suspected.
He's not good at breaking difficult news.
This Band-Aid's coming off quick.
But he's necessary.
Sometimes by the way, your baby did.
Stop it.
Just died. SIDS. Took him down.
SIDS just died.
All right. Let's re-rack.
Sorry.
Salute.